Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. You're wading through one of Indiana's wetlands as you come across some pretty purple flowering plants. Then more pretty purple flowering plants. Then you realize you're surrounded by them. It's all you see. That pretty plant is purple loosestrife, a non-native species from Europe, and it is putting a stranglehold on our wetlands. You may not have heard of purple loosestrife, but you've probably seen it. It grows in all kinds of wet areas like lake edges, wetlands, even drainage ditches. During the peak of an Indiana summer, it blooms in spikes of luscious purple flowers. Even though it's beautiful, once this plant invades a wetland, it smothers everything in its path. An area once teeming with frogs, fish, turtles, and waterfowl is now void of animal life. Native flowers and plants, including our delicate wild orchids, are pushed out and the once diverse wetland becomes a shell of its former self. Only the purple loosestrife remains, and nothing else can make it in this purple-tinged world. But there is hope, and it's in the form of another non-native species, a beetle. It sounds contradictory to let an invasive species loose in a natural area, but it turns out that this particular beetle only likes to eat purple loosestrife. This form of biocontrol keeps the invasive plant in check. And once the loosestrife is gone, the beetles will die off as well. You can help efforts to eradicate purple loosestrife by not planting it or removing existing plants you find in your yard.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on the pretty but insidious purple loosestrife is available at nature.org/Indiana.